My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. With that, we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. Thrilled to be joined this week by Jiven Scientists. They'll be joining us live for the next 55 minutes or so. We'll talk about their new music video, new album, a lot of other good stuff coming down the pipeline. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Jiven Scientists.
You are now tuned in to the world famous Jiven Scientists. Some hate day, she's a night girl by nature. Mesmerized, bad things at times escape her. So for lies, what it takes, all for the better. Summer lies back in the place when I met her. Kiss goodbyes or make hellos, and Eskimos touch nose when they kiss beneath North Poles. And I'm freezing, gets cold when she's leaving, and I'm believing another human being's been seeping into my lungs. When I'm breathing, I don't want to stop. I got a sickness trying to cherish every moment I got. Not what you need, I'm free to bleed on the concrete. Tongue inside my mouth talking about you don't like me. I feel your lies and they float like fireflies. Speak for an hour, all you do is talk about other guys. It's nonsense, making no sense. We make out by the chain fence. Girl, I ain't got the patience. Slow down, slugger, you really don't paint the trees happy. Gonna disappoint Pappy if she won't have me. So I try to pull the sleep out the blanket. You ain't gotta love me, girl, just let me take it. Break it is what my insides keep saying. We're both in the game and it's time to stop playing. Hating every single word on your face. I don't wanna drink the cup, I just wanna get a taste. So I bite it, sinking deep into a night skin. Suck all the life out and kill her while she's smiling. My friends all got guns in the closets. Her friends all got full bill wallets. I don't wanna date you, I don't wanna hate you. I just wanna break you. I don't wanna love you, I don't wanna hug you. I just wanna break you. Break you, break you, break you. Give me some room, break you. Break you, just a little room, break you. Break you, come on. She wears these kids, sounds like beatniks. Fist full of dollars, play Tuco on the remix. Powder puff, I'm tough, only when I gotta be. I rap, you rap, please stop copying me. Out of it, easy but it seems so hush hush. Gotta make a CD so we keep it so rush rush. Hold us, try us, first time bias. My sat the closet, bring truth to the liars. Liars. Liars, 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 liars. Yeah. So fill up the cup and bring it to my mouth. I ain't been the same since you got me figured out. You say you got me figured out, huh? So I figure I'ma out you. Look, little lost girl, loneliness is life. That void in your chest is better than the night. Every day that you're breathing is a God-given blessing. So who the heck are we to question? I must confess I've been blessed for that moment. A white ship cast out on some side street. See, and these waters grow dark to the touch. Do I love you? Thank you very much. I know I'm full of hoes, but I stay afloat. I bet if you look, you can find a better boat. But I think that's why I need you, cause you need me. And our biggest fantasy is us lost out at sea. Drowning in the happiness, bowed down and broken. Think about it now, I probably never should have spoken. But I'm a sucker for a smile, meaning sympathy. And every tune I write falls short of your symphony. You simply walk and I'm deafened by the sound. Endless, like the ink that sits in your skin. I'm so thirsty, I could just drown. Man, I wanna breathe you in. You keep saying that I need you. I keep saying I could breathe you. We keep screaming, I could drink you. I could drown, I'm so thirsty. I live my life, live it up like a doormat. Gave her my soul and now I wanna get it back. But I was trained to be better than that. Staring at a pen and paper, just praying for your contact. You wanna punch me, I really wanna punch you back. Love your style, it's the image of the things I lack. Need a reason for breathing, I'll give you none. Did you ever stop to think that you might kill someone? Is this a notice and noose? Tied up and let it slip in white speak poetry. A chair got kicked and I swing like an old chandelier. The bone never snaps, so I'm just hanging here. People speak fear but never really see it. It's 120 pounds, it smells like cinnamon. It's infectious, it kills you when you breathe in it. Life is a cannibal, we're all feeding. Every day this heart will ache and swell. Haunted by the piano played by Abigail. She's not a person, she's an idea thought. The happiness lies in the future that we got. And if there ain't a future, I'm a false prophet. You got this album in your car, just stop it. Cause once we pass here, there's no turning back. Open up your lungs and let the water drip in. You keep saying that I need you.
Need you.
I keep saying I could breathe you.
Breathe you.
We keep screaming I could drink you.
Drink you.
Man, I wanna drown, I'm so thirsty. When I'm with you, I miss you, a weird phenomenon. A thief stealing your words and puts them in a song. It's so gross on the inside, take what I need. Consumed in the best and worst ways, believe. And there's a name for this bloody hearted orphan. When they ask what happened, I tell them I warned them. Shoved their shells in and loaded to the water, turn our skin black. Now I'm trying to find a way back. To them Lord looks and meant nothing and everything. The way that you talk, I swore that you sing. Man, I think you sung me a love song. I think you sung me a love song. You can't help me cause I'm infinitely thirsty. You can't save me cause forever I'm thirsty. You can't help me cause forever I'm thirsty. Man, I wanna drown, I'm so thirsty. You keep saying that I need you.
You.
I keep screaming I can breathe you.
You.
We keep saying I can drink you.
You.
Man, I can drown, I'm so thirsty. You keep saying that I need you.
You.
I keep saying I can breathe you.
You.
We keep screaming I can drink you.
Man,
oh, I can drown, I'm so thirsty.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A right now with Jive and Scientist. Guys, thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
All right, let's start off with introductions. We'll go around the room and let us know who you are, what you're doing tonight.
My name is Runt. I am the lead vocalist for the Jive and Scientist. That's me.
I go by Fan, producer, DJ. Idea man.
Idea man.
My name is Nate Soundsmith. I'm also a producer in Jiven.
And an idea man.
And an idea man. We're all idea men.
Yeah.
There you go.
I come up with most of the bad ideas.
There is no such thing as a bad idea.
So, you guys have been at it for a long time now. I want to ask you to recount the whole story, but just tell me about kind of how we got to this point. When did you guys start playing together, and what's been the evolution of the group since that time to now?
We started kind of when we were kids. We were just really into music, you know, and mm-hmm. we've been going at it for a little over 15 years now. Like, I think last time I checked, it's like 17.
Wow.
Since we were 14 years old, We started kind of like a party rock group. We're from Gallup, New Mexico originally.
Okay.
And we used to just kind of go and do these high school parties. And it was how we got our hands on turntables and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was like the, you know, late 90s, like early 2000s. And we were kind of trying to figure out, we didn't know exactly what we were doing, but we wanted to be a part of, you know, this scene, this community of musicians mm-hmm. that we were meeting and stuff. So that's how it started. My brother Dico and our friend Juan were kind of the originators. They started this party rock crew, and we would just go around and do like basically high school dances mm-hmm. And go to like B-boy jams and stuff like that. And from that, it stemmed. We all started doing something specifically. You know, I started rapping a lot. Mm-hmm. Finn started doing a lot of production and stuff like that. So that's kind of what we started as. The idea overall of Jive and Scientist is we're kind of like this artistic collective, I like to think of it. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people that come. I don't want to say come and go because no one really ever leaves our group. It's always, you know, life takes you other directions.
Sure.
But we're a group of people that like to create, and we've just made that our life, you know, thus far. And like I said, everything else is albums coming out and stuff like that. It's just byproducts of us just wanting to create and share that with people.
Yeah.
That's the small scale down story.
Right.
Nate came along into the group a little bit later.
I met these guys in Flagstaff. I was going to college up there and saw these guys at a show and they were killing it. And I had happened to just get one of the same drum machines that Fenn uses. And I was like, I don't want to sound dumb or anything, but let me get your number because I'm going to have some serious tech questions here. And we talked once or twice, and probably 3-4 weeks later, I'd say, you were trying to move up to Flagstaff, and I just had a roommate move out, and there you go. Boom. So I've been making music with these guys ever since. And I used to come down because I had a seasonal job every winter for a month or two. So, you know, we'd always just get stuff done.
We just, like, you know, for us, I think it's more, we've been stationed in Tucson since 2002. And I think it's just been about, you know, we've been lucky enough to run into people like Nate and, you know, everybody within the community. So it's kind of all a part of our story, like, continuing.
So back when you started playing together 17 years ago or so, what was your musical background at that point? I mean, had you, were you rapping before you started doing those, you know, party rock sets that you were talking about, or was that something that came after you started playing around with these guys?
It definitely came after. I think we, when we all started, like, me and Fenn grew up, we're childhood best friends. We've been best friends since, like, first grade. So we listened to a lot of the same music growing up. Like, we were the guys always sharing CDs with each other, you know.
Sure.
And I think for us, what really caught us was we met a DJ named Abel in New Mexico, and he knew a little bit of everything. He knew how to, you know, get down on some art and also, like, could dance a little bit and DJ. And he was the first guy that let us, like, borrow his Technic 1200 turntables and, like, take them back to our house. And we were, like, 14 at the time. It was just amazing, you know?
One day.
So I think we would just spin records and kind of, like, rap over it. Me and my brother would. And it just got to a point where it was like, I want to do this more, but we have to make it, you know? And I remember, I didn't know much, but in high school, I knew that we needed a drum machine. I knew the MPC was, like, the best one that you could get. It was, like, the iconic one. And so I spent 3 years in high school, like, working, saving every paycheck to buy an MPC. And so that's basically what we did. Like, we just saved up and bought an MPC in high school and started making beats and started making albums. And it was just kind of, I don't know. I think everybody has an interesting story how they fell in love with music or something like that. But I think for us, it was just, like, we didn't ever have a choice. Like, it's just what we are, you know?
Yeah.
And I think growing up and wanting to be that so bad, we never had an option to kind of, like, fall into anything else. So it was like I couldn't do anything except for rap. So I just stuck to that. And I think, like, you know, we all excelled in different areas that we were actually good at, like production for Fenn and, you know, DJing at this point. That's what's interesting, too, is, like, still members of our group are continuing to grow and branch out and do other things. So
was there ever, you know, when you think back to the point when Fenn, you were kind of taking over on the beats, and Runt, you were doing, you were doing the vocals. Was there a conscious, like, discussion you remember at some point where you're like, you know what, I think that I'm, like, I feel more comfortable doing the beats. I'm going to take this. You work on the vocals. Or was it just that you kind of naturally it evolved into this, you know, well, division of labor?
It kind of, like, got forced into it almost. His older brother, Deco, was, like, one of the main guys, originators of the group, and he was always the DJ. So, like, if you caught our live set 8 to 10 years ago, it would be me on the MPC, Deco on the tables, and Runt rhyming. And then they moved back to Oklahoma. He ended up getting married, stayed out there. You know, he has a big family out there. And Runt actually came back. They were out there. He was out there for like a year.
Yeah, it was
like
about
that.
A year. Yeah,
yeah. Came back to Tucson, and we just kind of wanted to keep with pushing, basically, and kind of we didn't want to go out and get another DJ at that. We tried.
That's when I first saw you guys in Flagstaff. It was the trifecta, and I was impressed.
I think, too, like, for that conversation you're talking about, it's like consciously having, I don't think, because we have known each other for so long, I don't think that it's really something we ever discussed. Like, we've never, but I think that the reason for that is because we never like to tell each other what we can and can't do within the group. We have millions of side projects that don't involve one another. And I've always thought, like, you know, if I want to get up and produce a beat tape sometime, like, there's freedom within my people to do that.
Runt can make beats. A lot of people don't know that.
And then if these guys want to rap, they could do that too. You know? So
I would never admit to that.
But I don't, like I said, I don't think it was never a conversation we necessarily had, because I don't think it's really,
we're not confined within our group as far as that goes.
Yeah. Can I just throw in a little funny thing? I've heard an actual rap track from, I don't know how many years ago, probably 15 years ago with Ryan on it. And he sounds like Alchemist when he's like 19, I swear.
He can do anything.
We were driving. I was like, who is this? They're like, oh, that's Fenn. I'm like,
Beans,
no.
Beans. Only the Galt peeps know about that one.
It wasn't even Beans, Beans. It was better, but I was impressed.
I think that's the only one I've ever done.
Yeah. That's what you admit to.
So we mentioned briefly the new album. Give us the details. What's the name? Where can people find it? When does it come out?
All it's that a mess. Stuff. You don't want to listen to it.
The album's called Thirsty. Uh-huh. Its release date is the 22nd of this month.
Okay.
We'll be having a release show at Club Congress on the 25th, which is a Friday.
Yep.
And we're if you follow our music at all, like, you know that we're real heavy on trying to have cohesive albums. That's like our whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
we rarely drop singles and stuff like that. It's just never been. We're always more concerned about doing a whole piece. You know, I've always felt that's the most important thing.
Right.
So this album in particular, it's about being like wanting more. I think this is our 10th album that we've put out.
Wow.
And so for us, it's kind of artistically. You reach a point where, like, you're still thirsty. Like, you know, we've been able to intake, like, all of these beautiful things and these beautiful experiences and been super blessed. But at the end of the day, when you wake up, like, you still want more. And I think that that's just part of drive. You know, it's like human drive. So the whole concept behind this album is, like, being thirsty with love, being thirsty within friendships, being thirsty within success and fame, all those things that, you know, that we're trying to achieve constantly. Whether it be just self-improvement or, you know, whatever the case. But I feel like for me, from a writer's standpoint, I feel like I'm adrift kind of on this ocean of salt water. And the funny thing is I can't drink any of it, but I'm surrounded by water. And, you know, that's the whole kind of idea behind this album. It's like there's millions of opportunities within life and people around us doing amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
And we still feel like we're afloat on this, you know, ocean and we can't take it all in. And so it's kind of this I will say desperate. It's this desperate, you know, look at, like, really, truly how far out we've gone. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, like, you know, we're still trying to get more.
It's like pushing through the uncomfortable and making something great still.
So who's going to be joining you for the release show?
At the show?
Yeah, do you have any other acts on the bill or what's the...
Hopefully you'll be there.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm just saying.
We got JB out of Oklahoma City. We've been doing a lot of stuff with him, toured with him the last tour we were on. So we got kind of, he's actually featured on the album too. We're going to play a track later on.
Awesome.
So we got him. He's like the out of town kind of headliner, if you put it that way.
Right.
JB, Cash Lansky. He's from here. Yeah. Lando.
Mm-hmm.
Drummer?
Sean Harris.
Sean Harris and Bedphone.
Colin. MC Moses.
MC Moses. Sean Harris and Bedphone. Moses and Bedphone, Sean Harris, and Johnny Red will be hosting.
Excellent.
I believe that's it.
Oh,
it's going to be like a Funkadelic concert.
She'll be painting live.
And Jessica painting.
Very cool. So, if by any chance someone can't make it to the show, what's the best way to find the music? Do you have a website or anywhere else to get the music online?
You can go to our website. It's jivinmusic.com or jivinscientist.com. We don't have a lot of stream music there. We just basically direct you towards other places to get our stuff.
Yeah.
Everything's available online at every major retailer. So, like, iTunes or all that. We have, like, all 9 albums available in there. And then just, honestly, if you just look us up, there's a lot of people that have put our music on YouTube and Pandora, Spotify. We're on all those. So you can listen for free in a lot of places. And the new album actually won't be available until the 22nd. So we are taking pre-orders for it right now at our Kickstarter page, which we successfully funded.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, for that, by the way.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the video that's going to be the result of that Kickstarter during our next break. But I say we get into our next set here. We'll do another set of live music. And then for our third set, we'll do some live stuff, and maybe we'll also hear an album cut if you got one.
Cool.
Perfect.
Cool. All right, you're listening to Jivin' Scientist live in Studio 2A on Locals Only.
I'm not that tall. Song's about peace. Somehow.
They're gonna open up their mouths and say they adore me. We're still alive, so I guess they're praying for me. Somewhere in between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit sits a little piece of human, makes us so different. Watermelon skies with green grass beneath me. Never understood why St. Dom killed the TV, but now I see the connection with the imperfection. Viciously flawed with things we're protecting. My heart locked up in a lockbox. She fell in love with him, so I guess money talks. Yeah, but I ain't one for conversation. Crashing through my words while my breath is barely waiting. Short supply air, got my stairs so mindful. Waiting for a man with a mouth like a rifle. Speak a revolution, you gon' find death quickly. We trying to make friends, why you trying to make an enemy? Cause every one of them will stab you in the back. When it comes full circle, better learn how to act. Cause no one likes the prideful and boastful. So we put our focus on being hopeful. So make a wish. When you blowing out them candles, remember who pedals when you riding on the handles. No one sits safe. We all need help. So my hands are open and inviting. Yeah, make a wish. When you blowing out them candles, remember who pedals when you riding on the handles. No one sits safe. We all need help. So my hands are open and inviting. Yeah, yeah. Why you trying to make an enemy? Why? Why? Come on, yo. Why you trying to make an enemy? Come on, come on, yo, yo. Open and inviting, inviting. Why you trying to make an enemy? Why you trying to make an enemy? Man, why you trying to make an enemy? Yeah, why you trying to make an enemy? Yeah, why you trying to make an enemy? Yeah, open and inviting. Stereos bumping, claim to make a change, but they ain't doing nothing. Trying to write a future with a pen and some ink, but how you supposed to preach when you never learn to think beyond what you need and below a noble stature? Looking for a man, it's the infinite we after. And that's a lifetime of every day getting mine. Learn to stand tall in this watermelon sunshine. Green grass beneath me, waiting for you to meet me on the side where the smiles all sit. We had it figured since, go full throttle, no question. 15 years analog, you really think we're messing? And why these kids cling to area codes? We out shaking great hands, out traveling roads, exchanging cold hands for warmed up mic. And if they question our commitments, every last one I fight. Born to be a leader, you can follow if you need to. Believe a man like me was born to kill a speaker. Aidens and Aidens, patch bays and reroutes. Freedom is a road 73. And I was born in the ritual of feeling invisible, screaming as loud as I can. We got them Aidens and Aidens, patch bays and reroutes. Freedom is a road 73. And they gon' run when the bass hits. Monsters out of basements, snatching up families like moms strung on bass hits. And that's basically hit. Minute to fit inside a chest where your heart might sit. Aidens and Aidens, patch bays and reroutes. Freedom is a road 73. We got them Aidens and Aidens, patch bays and reroutes. Freedom is a road 73. So why you trying to make an enemy? Huh? Why you trying to make an enemy? Huh? Bam, bam. Yeah. Shout out to my family, because they're far. But you're on the radio. So it's called Pieces. This is off of the We Are Bugging Out compilation with Grunkin' Uncles. Grunkin' Gulch.
I woke in this depression, leaving an impression, trying to learn a lesson, but you don't know the question. We gon' keep asking, cause all of this will happen, whether or not this old man keeps rapping. You gon' say the words, but they'll never sound the same, cause a lion in the circus is just one more to tame. Blame it on the fame or the lack thereof it. Blame it on the fact we build the album on a budget. Cross-cutting comments, ferocious word dominance, cutting through the continents, and bands made like rockets. Fly it to the moon, and I ain't never coming back, Jack. Waiting for the day my fans ask for the money back, back, back. I love you to pieces, Tucson, Arizona. Distractions and all, all. You know I'm the bad type, so these songs are just apologies I write, and somewhere along the line against my sight. Love to the bad, and the bad turn to evil. Killing one another, trying to be good people. I need you, I need this, I need us. And there ain't nothing to discuss. Got a future, just trust. Lost in the lust, every word I bust is the birth of a new idea. Overdone workflow, patient and cordial. Got my life and I mind my man's. Take it if you want it, but believe it, I could be it. Got a vision of the future, even if you don't see it. Sonic disciples, recycled the vinyl. Fight or flight rival, renegade survival. Better than your average, cause all I ever been was a kid with some raps just trying to fit in. Regardless, it's harmless to never hear us. But if you get a chance, open up, don't fear us. About as broken as the stars, light years away, exploding with all the flaws, flaws. Yeah, we love you to pieces, Tucson, Arizona. Distractions and everything. Yeah, man, we love you to pieces, Tucson, Arizona. Distractions and everything, everything.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Jivin Scientist. Guys, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thanks
really appreciate
us.
It. So we mentioned briefly before that you just had a successfully funded Kickstarter that I guess is still technically open there, so people can get, you know, whatever premiums and goodies you have available up there. But what was the Kickstarter for?
We have the new album coming out, Thirsty. Yeah. The Kickstarter is to gather the funding so that we can produce some videos for the actual new album. And we have a team, Concept Flux Media, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, that we've been working with. Mm-hmm. And he basically gave us a budget, and we kind of figured out that we could do pre-orders of the brand new album and take that money, and instead of spending it on, you know, merchandise, we could turn around and put it into the video.
Yeah.
So originally we had a budget for the video, and then we tacked on a little bit of money so that we could cover, you know, all the perks and stuff that we're doing. Like, we're doing limited edition hats.
Yeah.
And different lyric books and stuff like that. So, we still have 2 days on it, and we've exceeded our goal by $1,000. We're shooting for 5,000, and we're sitting at just about 6,000 right now.
That's great.
It's been kind of interesting. You know, we haven't put out an album in a while. I did one separately with Pike, but, you know, as a group, we haven't put anything out for a while, so it's interesting to see all the support still there.
Yeah.
And people willing to kind of invest in your dream, which is, you know, it's always kind of weird to, you know, see that happen, like, in real life. So it's cool.
Well, and you've made an effort in the past to invest in, you know, videos that are, you know, really high quality visually, that tell a story, that, you know, reveal a different facet of the music. Tell me, what is it about the sort of music video medium that has, you know, caused you to make it a priority in your release schedule?
It's kind of the standard nowadays. I mean, like, you have to almost have a media product, you know? I mean,
yeah.
If you're just putting out music, it's almost hard to reel people in to even click on it, really, honestly, because so many people are doing music, and not that that's a bad thing. But nowadays, in, you know, the state of music that we're in, if you don't have, you know, a full media product with videos and, you know, other things going along with the music, mm-hmm. it's hard to get people even interested, real honestly, you know, just to have a song on iTunes is not as enthralling as having something that's actually got a full, you know. And like when we did Abigail with Flux, that I love that video. And mm-hmm. me being a part of the group, I understood the song a lot better after seeing the video than I did even hearing it 200 times
before. I understood it better
then.
And I wrote it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you yeah. see that and you're like, oh, okay.
I get it.
I think that too, it's all interpretation, you know.
Sure.
I think too, like, you know, with that in mind, like, of course, it's an important, like, business idea, but at the same time, we just lucked out.
Yeah.
Like, we happen to have a homie that we had been touring with and doing music with out of Albuquerque for, like, 10-plus years.
Yeah.
And it's just an example of, like, building those relationships with people and making friendships. You know, our friend actually ended up going into film school and becoming super successful. So when it was time for him to build his portfolio,
yeah.
we happened to be around, you know. And he right. was like, you guys are not going to stop what you're doing. That's obvious because you continue to do it.
Yeah.
So we lucked out on being able to experiment with him, you know. In the first couple of videos were like really cool and way beyond what I would expect, but I mean by the time we did Abigail, like yeah. it was better than I could have assumed it
yeah.
to be, you know?
Yeah.
So and that's kind of it's just more of I just feel like we have always let people into our lives, and that's a great example of like another guy that we just welcomed as family, you know. And then way down the road it ended up turning into he's one of the best video producers, you know, in
yeah.
in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Like it's just I think we lucked out. I think it's definitely important, and you know, yeah. you need it. But I don't think that we would be where we're at, you know, if it wasn't for him being where he's at. Like definitely, because yeah. we couldn't have afforded to do
this whole level of music is all about having friends. You know, I mean, like mm-hmm. we all do our own different art forms in different ways, but you know, having those connections on a personal level with other artists, whether it's the same medium or different, I mean, that's so important at yeah. our level of music because mm-hmm. we're not going to be at the VMAs anytime soon. But that considered, I mean, our connections within our own genre and even beyond that, I mean, that's where you find success because doing collaborations with people, there's quite a few awesome ones on this album. But even getting outside, you know, like I'm a person that does music. I don't know anything about video or Photoshop. But sure. to have somebody that does that is so, you know,
beneficial.
So important yeah. to making a whole thing together.
Well, we'll take Abigail as an example, but then, you know, maybe talk about what you have cooking up for the future. But, you know, that is definitely something that, I mean, not only is it a great looking product, but it tells at least a story of the song. I mean, obviously,
right.
so the songs have different ways to interpret them, so it's not as if the music video is the only right. way to take it. But I think that it guides the audience through a particular and very compelling narrative way of looking at the song. I'm curious, the concept for that particular video, is that something where you guys as a group are brainstorming, trying to think, you know, how do we want to pitch this to our video guy? Or do you just send the song to the producer and say, hey, what do you think? Give us some ideas and let them kind of take ownership over that.
The way that the way that we work with Flux is we preview him to all the material before it actually makes it out, you know.
And okay.
That gives him time to, like, the newer videos that he's working on, he's had a year plus
wow.
to go through this material over in his head. I'm not a visual dude, and I couldn't even begin to tell you, like, you know, yeah. this needs to go here, that needs to go there. And I think we're all kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
So with him, it's just a matter of, like, with Abigail, he just listened to it. And he wrote in the idea. He did it all on his own. And then he came to us and was like, I've got this idea for this song. And that song's pretty straightforward. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, you get an image in your head whenever, yeah. like, you're listening to it. So I think that that was a good example of that with the other songs that we had done. It was kind of, we all chipped in ideas and thought this might work or this might not. But I think definitely in the direction that we're headed, we're leaving a lot of that up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because artistically, that's where he's powerful at. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Like, we're not good at that. And that's why bringing him into the equation is so beneficial to us, because
yeah.
I could paint a picture with words, but I can't do it with a camera. That's sure. really tough, you know.
So what kind of time frame are you envisioning ideally for when folks will be able to see the first video?
So the videos we're hopefully going to be shooting them in late October.
Okay.
Right, like as soon as the Kickstarter is done, then the money starts flowing and then we can actually start scheduling things and renting stuff.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping late October it's going to be about a 3-day shoot.
Wow.
And I think we're doing 4 videos.
Yeah.
So you'll film all 4 videos in one shoot and get it, knock it all out, and then they'll sort of trickle out
months
over
of like editing. A year of
yeah, right, yeah.
yeah. Well, and I think too,
like he might want to do one big, because his idea is kind of this constant flowing movie almost. So it's going to be like four songs that if you sat down and watched them all back to back.
That's what's so interesting to me about what Flux does, because, I mean, not to chime in on Abigail too many times, but it's not a standard MC rapping at the camera. You know, it's a cinematography type production it's a movie within itself almost, and I almost like the fact that that's a single song. But to do something different, you know, I mean, there's too many wide angle lenses walking down the street rapping videos out there, and those aren't bad by any means, but the way he comes at it and approaches it is more of in a short film style, which is amazing to me.
Well, and it also is a throwback to, at least, I mean, and maybe it's just a product probably of my age, but for me, the kind of golden age of hip hop videos was in the 90s when there were, you know, huge budgets for videos, really, you know, but a lot of very ambitious narrative stuff, narrative style stuff as well. And, you know, not just, as you said, you know, widescreen MC walking down the street. But
which is cool. It's cool. But it's been done, you know.
Well, and then we're stuck in a situation, too, where, like, you have to take into consideration, like, you can go out for $600 now and buy a camera that does HD.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was a technology that 5 years ago was you couldn't possess for $500. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, and that, I think that things are only going to get worse before they get better. You know what I mean? It's like that with everything. As soon as the technology gets to where someone can access it, you're going to have a lot of people that aren't good at it and weren't meant for it.
Yeah.
But out of that, you're going to get people that are. And I think that that's a great example of, you know, back then, you had to have people that were good at it to shoot those videos.
Right, that's true.
Whereas now, you know, you could just have a camera and shoot a cool video. You know?
It's the same thing with music, too. I mean, the technology's there, and the consumer pro line of everything is available. You know, especially when you just get to eBay and everything else. I mean, you can pick up anything for music, you know?
Yeah.
But like he said, it weeds through some of the people, because even if you have a lot of heart, it doesn't mean that you have a lot of skill in a lot of ways. And the guys that are really doing good video stuff that we know, it's like...
They're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their life thing.
So the album release show is coming up at the end of September. What was the date for that again?
Thank goodness, 25th.
25th over at Congress. And there's going to be live painting.
Maybe some popcorn.
Why not?
Maybe free popcorn.
Yeah. I might bring. We can talk Pike into some popcorn.
The signature blend.
If we get enough people to write on our Facebook... We might do a pancake breakfast.
There you go.
At Reed Park Zoo. I got to talk to the zoo still, but it could be
tight. Just make sure you get your Ramada reservation in early.
Right. Yes.
You know, you don't want to show up and have a little league already reserve that one.
They can have pancakes, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Pancakes, right.
So we're going to, for this next set, I know we're going to hear some more live stuff, but I also was hoping that we hear one cut from the album as well.
Yeah.
So is there anything you want to say to introduce the track that we're going to hear from the album?
Sure. Shout out to JB.
Yeah, this is this track's got JB on it from Oklahoma. He'll be playing at the show, and also Lando. We're going to be doing hopefully dropping an album with him this year, just on our label. Uh-huh. So it's called This Old World, and I'm on it.
So. We just released it last Tuesday, actually, as a thank you for our Kickstarter when we hit 3,000? Somewhere around there.
Oh, $3,000.
$3,000.
It was so long ago.
Yeah.
I feel like Scrooge McDuck.
Just rolling
around.
And
it is available for free download right now on our SoundCloud.
Yeah, definitely go to the SoundCloud and download it if you haven't heard it yet.
Cool. All right, Jivin' Scientist live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. This is a cut from the new album.
Go for it.
Yeah. Crisis Council. Yeah. What's up? What's up? I watched that Arizona sunset today. Good Lord, it was beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Something to see.
I felt the Oklahoma rain pour today. Good Lord, it was beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Just like me.
Watch that Arizona sunset today. Good Lord, it was beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Something to see. And we the kings of nonsense, built from a land you can never understand. Fools to the masses, the rose-colored glasses, painting old pictures, trying to outdo our madness. Push for a fastest,
and speak for the weak. A fortunate life is the podium I speak, attached to the floor with an earth decor. And if you learn to close your mouth, you might see that more. But I ain't here to be a preacher, lie and deceive ya. Trust little brother, I'ma run up the meter. Cause what's owed to me is the life of success. And although I feel vain, there is time to confess words blessed. Cause when you speak of my way, got a million different fans bumping love, hurt, and hate. The dichotomy of a good and bad me, gonna lead to a lifetime of things that you'll see. And I'll be ready, willing, and able. Life support system, and we pulling out the cable. Disable your concepts, love, life, and regrets. Catch us lacing sets with hope from nonsense. In this old world, just knocks and pushes me around. Beat me up, taking its time. It's a slow ride, and I'm losing my mind. But I stay up, head on straight. Hope in my heart and a little bit of faith. I stay up. Good Lord, it was beautiful. Something to see. In this old world, just knocks and pushes me around. Beat me up. Taking its time, it's a slow ride out, and I'm losing my mind. But I stay up, head on straight. Hope in my heart and a little bit of faith. I stay up, and good Lord, it was beautiful. Just like me.
My mind's a collage, see the picture so divine. Trying to filter what I find, I'm confined to the skin I'm in. Living in a tenement, repenting for my sins again. I want my daughters playing tennis with Serena and them. God, I believe in them. Seen them when my brother died. When my kid was born, torn between the streets and the chapel. Chapel and these honeys, alcohol and money. It's crazy, I just rap and make babies. Wish I had another skill for other fields, I'd be straight. Trying to tell a story you can learn from my mistakes. Desecrate, resonate, all the same, can't complain. Life's a treasure, watching my blood pressure. Cause 188 over 133 is certainly hypertension. And not to mention, it runs in my family. Still feel helpless, paid all my bills. I wanna pay everybody else's. Never selfish, told you it's a collage. Just a bunch of thoughts that are running through my mind. Never miss an opportunity to see life's beauty. Cause beauty in life is God's handwriting.
In this old world, just knocks and pushes me around. Beat me up, taking its time, it's a slow ride. And I'm losing my mind, but I stay up, head on straight. Hope in my heart and a little bit of faith. I stay up, good Lord, it was beautiful. Something to see. In this old world, just knocks and pushes me around. Beat me up. Taking its time, it's a slow ride out, and I'm losing my mind. But I stay up, head on straight. Hope in my heart and a little bit of faith. I stay up, and good Lord, it was beautiful. Just like me. In this old world, just knocks and pushes me around. Leading me up, taking its time, it's a slow ride out, and I'm losing my mind. But I stay up, head on straight. Hope in my heart and a little bit of faith. I stay up. Good Lord, it was beautiful. Oh, just like Tucson. And this whole world just knocks and pushes me around. Beat me up, taking its time. It's a slow ride out and I'm losing my mind. But I stay up, head on straight. Open my heart and a little bit of faith. I stay up. Good Lord, it was beautiful. Something to see. And this whole world just knocks and pushes me around. Beat me up, taking this time. It's a slow ride out and I'm losing my mind. But I stay up, head on straight. Hope in my heart and a little bit of faith. I stay up. Good Lord, it was beautiful. Yeah, just like Tucson.
Mike and Brandy in the studio. Big time.
I got a million men on me on the plates. The loudest kids I know are the ones that make mistakes. At the top of the bar while you screaming and hollering. Acting like you business, why you even bothering? Miss May scapegoat, I'ma have to cutthroat. Never been a gangster, never been a gangster. Doesn't mean I don't take the time to break it down. I could kill them all softly. Steer the sound of the tune as it shoots through the air like a bullet. Tongue in the chamber and I'ma have to pull it. Let the hammer smack down on the pen.
drink, spilling out like we doing it again. No professionals here, just an ordinary legend. Got my own studio, so I never pay a session. Wanna learn to make a beat, watch Jim and make a lesson. Man of the cloth, get them drum pads a blessing, amen. Yeah, you need to pray more. Learn to do some work and end up a label whore. Self-taught, self-made, independent, not paid. More than a mofo, beats get slayed. Treat them like the last song, let them all fade. Life of a leader, man, legends get made. Say what you want, I'ma be what I will. Words turn to weapons set to kill. Great Scott, fuck that, we ain't gonna lead you. You looking for a saint, man, we ain't gonna save you. Rather watch it all break down to the ground. Rather watch it all break down to the ground. Like Great Scott, fuck that, we ain't gonna lead you. You looking for a saint, man, we ain't gonna save you. Rather watch them all break down to the ground. Rather watch them all break down to the ground. It's a lovely evening here tonight in Tucson, Arizona. My name is Runsky, and we are here to tell you about how you can donate to KCI. That's right. You can give us a whole bunch of money, and then we can make more music like this. Or maybe Runt could just start freestyling and making something really dope and interesting. I'm going to hand it over to you, Runt, 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 Runt. Yeah, 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 yeah. So get on your telephone and request me on the line. Let them know exactly how we traveling through time. Also Marty McFly at KXCI. Cause when we going back in future, man, we make it so fly. The R to the U to the N to the T. Getting down on that show called Locals Only. And if you misunderstand exactly how I do, this is magic on a microphone. And when you see us, I say, bless you. Yeah, cause you sneezing all the time. Allergic to the rhyme, and I'm always here to define. The next motion that you could hope is like the ocean that you float in. We thirsty, we hoping you showing up to the show. September 25th, $6 get you in, and I don't need nothing else. And you could come and have a good time with us. Pre-order our album on Kickstarter while I bust a flow like this, way above mine. Shots out to everybody feeling too fine. The hip-hop summit's coming up next week. If you are not there, then you must be asleep. Runsky, ready for the show and then some. We gonna break it to some old school version of a song we used to do. Tucson, Arizona, we love you to death. Javin Scientist Almighty. So this is gonna be our like goodbye song. It's nice. So we want you guys to just feel the love. If you got a lighter and you're in the car right now, pull over and get on the side of the road. Put your lighter in there.
Put your lighter out the window. Even if you're doing,
if you got a flashlight on your phone, put that up in the
if
car.
You're doing 65, keep that lighter lit.
Serious.
But keep it under the speed limit.
We don't encourage speeding. But we encourage happiness. Man, where did 27 years go? Sitting in a friend's car, staring out the window. The world's spinning while I'm flying down the road. All I keep thinking is I struck gold. I'm finally him, the man I wanted to be when I was 10. A poor man's mansion with some girls sleeping in my bed. I got a muse to amuse me. Even though Shalifa right now, I'm not so lonely. The happiness soaks through to my spine. It's about time I finally got some cake to his mind. And I'ma eat it till my tummy grows old and fat. Cause it's rare that you come across moments like that. Life is crappy for the most part, but every now and then you can pull a little bit of light out of the dark. And sure, I'm far from a college degree, but my mom sent me a card, said she's proud of me. So I must be doing something right. Friends became family, and to be honest, I don't know how the hell they handle me. Bag full of bones with bad ideas, with so much potential I could face those fears. And even got friends with families of their own, and when I come to visit they welcome me in their home. It's a funny thing, cause I feel so ugly, but so many people just tell me that they love me. And I'm not a millionaire, but I'll make do. And I don't got a supermodel wife to go home to. I'm just an honest man, and it's something I've learned. And if you're worried about me, please lose your concern. Cause I'ma be alright, I could feel it in the sun. Cause it smiles and laughter where I come from. And it's true, I might not fit your idea of success, but this is me, and oh Lord, I am at my best. It's beautiful here, yeah. Something to see. Every once in a while, I just like to be me.
cause I wake with angels, and I'm quick to fall in love. And when it comes to sundresses, I can't get enough. And the soundtrack here is so unique. We got a brand new song every day of the week. A full-blown studio with buttons and knobs. A space station taking us closer to God. And every once in a while, people quote my songs. Not bad for some small-town Gallup morons. Dumb kids with so much to prove and show. We just happen to think we got some room to grow. And we may not be famous, but somehow you heard of us. Sitting in a crate somewhere, album collects dust. It's more than we could ask for just to be a part of it. Man, we are it, come on. And I'm not a millionaire, but I make do. And I don't got a supermodel wife to go home to. I'm just an honest man, and it's something I've learned. And if you're worried about me, please lose your concern. Cause I'ma be alright. I could feel it in the sun, cause it smiles and laughter where I come from. And it's true, I might not fit your idea of success, but this is me and oh Lord, I am at my best. And I'm not a millionaire, but I make do. And I don't got a supermodel wife to go home to. I'm just an honest man, and it's something I've learned. And if you're worried about me, please lose your concern, cause I'ma be alright. I could feel it in the sun, cause the smiles and laughter where I come from. And it's true, I might not fit your idea of success, but this is me and oh Lord, I am at my best. And I'm not a millionaire, but I'll make do. And I don't got a supermodel wife to go home to. I'm just an honest man, and it's something I've learned. And if you're worried about us, please lose your concern, cause we're gonna be alright. I could feel it in the sun, cause the smiles and laughter where Tucson comes from. And it's true, we might not fit your idea of success, but this is us, and oh Lord, we are at our best. Thank you so much for having us.
Jivin' Scientist live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. Guys, thanks again. Really appreciate it. September 25th at Congress is the release show. The album drops on September 22nd, and the Kickstarter is going to be up for a couple more days, and you can pre-order the album there and get other goodies as well. I realized we made it through the hour without talking about the Hip Hop Summit. While we've got live mics in front of us.
Ooh. Good thing I dropped it.
Yeah. So do we want to mention something? And Pike, you're welcome.
Pike,
to
run it down.
Yeah.
This stinky mic.
Tucson Hip Hop Summit 2015 at the Scratch Shack. 245 West Speedway, September 18th and 19th. It's going to be super dope. We got 30 artists, rappers, local rappers, all local. Great sponsors. We got panels. We got workshops. We have live performances and just really cool stuff, you know, trying to build the city, the community.
It's going to be real rude.
Rude dude move.
It's going to be rude. Banana sandwich.
Yeah. And you can find all the info, too. WeareBuggingOut.com.
All right. And with that, we are ready to wrap things up here on Locals Only. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Catterwall will be my guest. Have a great week, everyone.